Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We had talked endlessly in this series about trying to play with the lead. And obviously we were in a 2-0 hole right away. And you know what, I didn't take that lightly and I didn't blame it all on Jake. But, you know, the reality is, if you go back to last year's playoffs, you know, he's lost 6 to 7 games to Edmonton, and we gave up 2 shots on 2 goals, an elimination game. So, you know, it was partly to spark our team and wake them up, and partly, you know, knowing that status quo had not been working, you know, and that's a pretty big sample size.
I'm still not over that quote from Peter DeBoer. Wild stuff. Like, oh, he's lost 6 of his last 7. You scored 3 goals in the three prior games to that happening. Like,
there's just no positive that comes out of that, in my eyes. Like, you just make your team less confident in your goaltender.
Somehow, as a Sabres fan, I feel glad he's not my coach.
Yeah.
How? Yeah. How do you make me, a Sabres fan, feel better? I don't know. But Peter DeBoer, man, to your credit, I'm going to give that to you. Welcome back. Hour number 3 here, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker here, as we've been doing a lot of, we've been giddy with the hockey talk, and we're going to keep that going here. One of my favorite people to follow on Twitter, and she should be one of yours as well, Sarah Sivian, joining us now on the West Her Hotline. As, again, we've seen what's happened. The conference finals are over. The matchups are set. Sarah, I feel like this has been a long time coming, though. The jokes that we were able to toss to each other on Twitter here over the years, here and there. It's an honor to finally get you on the show here this afternoon.
Yeah, I was feeling great until you made me relive that Pete DeBoer quote again. Just unbelievable stuff, guys.
Sarah, of course, you have your work with Bleacher Report. You have the Civ Report as well, your own Substack and your own stuff there with your site. But I know that you are very fresh with the Hurricanes. You're still very, very dialed in on that circle there. And I did want to talk to you about it. Like, as a hater, I'm not upset that Carolina won a game in the conference final for the first time since 2006. But at the same time, it is fairly damning to see what the Hurricanes are unable to do, really, in the conference finals. They get one off their back, but it still ultimately is they fall way short there. And I know that you have some good thoughts there on the Hurricanes and what they could do to improve their standing in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, this one, it really was as transparent as could be, because Freddie Anderson was putting up these great performances. You need that guy. You need the guy. You look at the center depth, for instance. It's like maybe Aho could be a second-line center, or he can be a first, and you need a Sam Bennett there, not a Jordan Staal in 2025 as your second-line center. So you just really need more scoring depth. Like, you just see the measuring stick of what the Panthers are versus the Hurricanes are. Like, nobody's going to say the Hurricanes are a bad team, but to get to that actually elite level, you need elite shooters, you need scoring depth, and like, you can't just, the matchups are just like so severe when it comes to this level when there's four teams left, that like Aho's dealing with the matchup. You got to get somebody coming in the next line that can score a goal. It's just kind of as simple as that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you see with Carolina all those things you talk about. I have always seen their goaltending as a big issue. They always feel like they need a guy. And the one place that I think that I've always been very confident in that team is the head coach. And I think for the first time in Rod Brind'Amour's tenure, I'm feeling a little uneasiness there. Like, is there a question around Rod Brind'Amour? What's the vibe like in terms of fan base and organizationally? How are people feeling about Rod Brind'Amour right now?
I mean, I think people, it's fair to see time and time again when the same like impasse keeps happening where you get to this point. It's like, is it because he's being outcoached? But I'd ask you, what coach could come in, like, what could a coach change other than, I guess, the matchup game? But I just keep going back to, you signed Jesperi Kokkaniemi to an offer sheet to kind of be too cute, and that's where it blows up because you couldn't sign Vincent Trocheck. So to get back to your point, I think there is a little bit of anxiety like around Rod Brind'Amour, but I do think he's optimizing the roster the best that he can. I mean, I'm like, what else could you do here? You put Aho back on the, or you put Svechnikov back on the first line, and he did fine until he didn't. It was just kind of, you try to make all these matchup moves, but at the end of the day, when your top six looks like that, there's not like a player in the top 10 in the league in scoring in their top six. It's just like not going to work against the best of the best.
Sarah, you made the joke about it with DeBoer's quote, and I do want to make sure that I bring this up as well, obviously. Carolina not the only team to bow out in five games there. DeBoer making what looked like by many people a panicked move, saying words that made that seem like it was even more of a panic move. Your thoughts on that quote, his actions, and ultimately the disappointment on the other side with the Dallas Stars losing in five games?
Yeah, I think we aren't talking enough about the last part of the quote when he's saying that's a large sample size. Like, that is not a large sample size to me. I feel, in what case he dismissed sample size against this team is my next question. And I'll say, yeah, what are you going to do? I don't think there's a way he comes back as their head coach, because now you have your franchise goalie like getting exposed here in the quotes. No matter, I don't think you say that if you know you're coming back next season as the coach. So that's just kind of a mess. But I guess they didn't really have any other options. I mean, the fact of the matter is, at the end there, they scored so few goals, and that's kind of what happened. And I get trying to find a spark in your team, but you just don't do that early in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the fact that he even said something today about, Ottinger was dealing with a respiratory issue. I don't know, like, why not just go to that instead? Like, Pete, you're not making your case better this afternoon either.
And you know what? When we talk about how great he is in game sevens, it's like, why are you having your team get to game seven that many times in the first place? So I don't know. I like him as a clutch coach in some ways, but I think he's run his course there. He's like optimized it as much as he can.
I like that. I like that. Like, why are you getting to game seven very often? That's a pretty good counterpunch to his reputation there. Sarah, we're moving pretty quick along here, and maybe we should take some more time to talk about the final matchup that we have. It is a rematch from last year. It's Edmonton against Florida. There's enough chatter right now, and I don't really think I have the guns to worry about the tax, no tax state thing. That's a conversation for a different day. But we get ourselves, after we wait a couple days, finally on Wednesday, we're going to get the first game of the Stanley Cup final here. I do think that I have a lot more warm and fuzzy feeling about the Edmonton Oilers this year. I think the depth is great. I think it's something that should be broken down a lot more into here. But Florida is the defending champion for a reason, and they showed their muscles as well against Carolina. How are you feeling about what this Stanley Cup final looks like? Who do you like and why?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, guys. It really does feel like the best of the best, especially because we're getting round two, which I know people don't always love that, but I think it just goes to show how perfect these teams are when they're going through such the other hard teams, right? Like, I'm terrified by the Panthers because they showed no fatigue whatsoever, especially I think back to that game seven against the Leafs. And the Lightning and the Leafs are great hockey teams. You know what I mean? Like, they could have maybe beat somebody other than the Panthers. And it's like the Panthers just bulldoze through these teams. And then you go to the Oilers side. They maybe like drop an early game in each series. And then they just like build momentum like a wildfire. Like, it's terrifying on both sides. And they're both kind of good at different things. And it's just, it's great to see. But I completely agree with you that, I'm warm and fuzzy about the Oilers when I wasn't really last year. I think we haven't even seen Nick David score at his – I feel like he's kind of saving it for the Cup Final. And he the luxury of this Oilers team with the depth, like you mentioned, it's like Corey Perry, Nugent Hopkins is doing exactly what he has to do. It stinks that Hyman's out. But you got Evan Bouchard's another one. It's just like Ekholm's back. Like, this is the best of the best.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great Cup final, getting a rematch of last year, which was also an unbelievable series. Obviously, we've got some news yesterday in Saberland here in Buffalo. The news of Jarmo Kekäläinen being hired as a senior advisor to GM Kevin Adams. What do you make of the move? What do you think Jarmo could bring to the Sabres organization?
I love Jarmo. I think he is an aggressive guy who kind of tells it like it is. And I really think at this point, the Sabres franchise needs that kind of aggressive guy who tells it exactly like it is in the media. And I think that matters. And I think, I don't know, I liked what he did with the Blue Jackets when he could. You're going to kind of see some of the moves that he made for them pan out. But like, he obviously didn't see it through to the end of the rebuild. And sometimes that just happens. It's where you're at as a franchise. But I think he's a really smart guy, and I think he can help with the team's rebuild, if that's what you want to call it, the Sabres are doing.
Yeah, Sarah, I think that with the fact that Kevin Adams is still here and the fact that I have not seen that aggressive go-get-em move from Adams, I feel like Kekäläinen might be the perfect complement to Adams with his style. Because we've seen Kekäläinen with Columbus make a big swing every now and then and try to bring in a top-tier player to see if it can make a difference on a roster.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, your question, of course, is, well, why don't they just make him the GM? But I will say you're seeing more and more, like, even with Jim Rutherford in Vancouver, that you're seeing front offices get more creative with, like, who does what, whose role, right? And it's like, I think Jarmo will definitely have a lot of influence, and I think that's a good thing for the Sabres.
I will more or less think about the fact that, like, yeah, I don't know how much of this ultimately is going to be, like, how important is it? He's reporting to Adams. It is still Adams' job. There is going to be some of that. But I do think that like you said, I do think there's a lot of patience even league-wide with some general managers these days, because Adams, despite not making the playoffs for 6 years, we see Steve Yzerman in Detroit. He's on year seven of his Iser plan, and Detroit has yet to bear any fruits of that. It does look like Daniel Briere in Philadelphia, Chris Drury in New York. I do think that there's a little bit more patience lately from a lot of teams being exercised when it comes to their managerial positions.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, even Don Sweeney in Boston, it's just kind of like he got extended even before
right. The
important offseason right now. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I definitely, you're starting to see more advisory roles and more like president who has an influence type thing. So I think that might have something to do with it, but maybe it's also where we're at with the salary cap, where it's just kind of like, all right, let these guys cook for another year or whatever, see what they can do with the salary cap rising. But I don't know, the jury's out on how you're totally right with the pattern, and we'll see like if that benefits or hurts teams, but I don't know yet.
And again, hopefully we get a little bit more clearance on, because like I said, I don't have the ammunition or the wherewithal to talk about the tax thing, the conversation that has become a little bit of a forefront here. But you're hearing it from players in passing now, even a little bit here. Jonathan Marchessault saying that he would want to go to a place that doesn't have a taxing state in there, according to Elliot Friedman. J.J. Paterka rumored to have said it on a German podcast. So that one hits a little close to home and makes me a little terrified. But do you have any quick thoughts on that, of if the league has a
tax issue?
It's so funny because if you can't discredit Bill Zito for everything he's done. I think when you look at the overall construction of that roster, maybe here and there, obviously, like, the tax situation helped them out to some degree, but I still think he had to go out and make those moves. And I think I think this is also, it's so nuanced because this is the, like, era of player agency, right, where the cap is rising, players and goalies are demanding more money and more, like, proportional to the rest of the roster salary cap to what the value they add. And I love that. I'm all for players making their coin. But there is kind of an adjustment period, right, where it's like, okay, it might be overinflated to players wanting to go to, like, tax-free place or, like, low-tax places until other franchises, like in Toronto or what have you, kind of get it together and figure out how to make that market more attractive. But you also look at which teams are succeeding and which aren't. I still think you have three of the best players in the world on the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they just keep choking in the postseason. It's not really, like, a lack of money. Like, they're making a lot of money. So I think it's kind of, I understand why people would think it was an issue. I think it's one part of the puzzle piece.
Yeah, it's definitely a topic that people in markets that have the issue, in quotation marks, are more aware of and probably care a lot more about, like we are here in Buffalo. Another big story in Buffalo this offseason has been what are they going to do in the crease next year? A lot of their issues this year could sort of lead you back to the goaltending position, similar to the Canes, like we talked about earlier. Are there any big sort of interesting moves that you think are available for a team like Buffalo or like the Hurricanes that could probably use a reinforcement in the crease or a change?
It's just, it really, as life goes, the Buffalo Sabres, for me, it's so dependent on what, if they're going to zoom out and take a few years to make this vision really work with, like, what the pieces they thought they had, or if they're going to kind of abandon it, but they keep doing the wishy-washy thing and getting nowhere. I love, like, for example, I love Devin Levi, and I think in a few years he's going to be great, but do they have a few years, and were they trying to rush him into that role he wasn't ready for? How, maybe they can get, like, a proven veteran and just kind of, like, have him waiting in the wings, or whatever it is, it's just kind of dependent on what. Do you see them making the playoffs this year? I think that's the question. Do they need to? I mean, obviously for the vibes, they need to. Is it realistic, though? Is it a short-term fix? It's just kind of like there's so many questions and no answers, but I'd like to see a sturdy, reliable goaltender in there.
Sarah, I'm a silly, goofy optimist, and sometimes I need people with logic to help kill some of my dreams. Mitch Marner's a free agent, and I would like to get your pulse on who you think the favorites are and should be when it comes to a Mitch Marner sweepstakes and free agency, especially because of the fact that this is an offseason where you don't see players like this make it to unrestricted free agency very frequently. Who do you think are the favorites to bring Marner into their services? I know that Buffalo's not going to be on this list, but let me dream.
Okay, I could give you a Buffalo scenario. Just like thinking about, I think Buffalo Sabres fans, like he kind of wants to be loved right now. He's in a really tough spot. Buffalo Sabres fans would, like, cherish the ground he walked on if he actively chose to go there. And it's kind of, I'm not going to say this is a LeBron situation, but it's as close as we get, right? If, like, LeBron decided he wanted to go to Buffalo one day, he calls up his friends, and suddenly Buffalo's a really good team. That could be, it's unlikely, okay? But if that's going to happen, that could be a situation that's not out of question. And he wants, it's part of the reason he's leaving, let's be real, is to get more money. The Buffalo Sabres could offer him more money. There's that there. I think that maybe the Utah Hockey Club, because the Utah Hockey Club is a sturdy team that needs more scoring, and I could see him kind of thriving there next to a Clayton Keller or something. So, you know what? Sabres are in contention. I think the Leafs are still in contention, depending on what they do. But I have my eye on Utah Hockey Club with him. Sarah, Utah Mammoth, I'm sorry.
Yep. Sarah doing no favors for me with my pipe dreams here. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'll accept it. I'm going to continue to be unhinged about this. The Sabres, sure, go and get a player like a Mitch Marner, because I feel like that's the face of an ideal at that point. And I think that Carolina also would be an interesting idea for landing a player that of that caliber. I know that Marner refused to waive his clause for a trade to the Hurricanes, so I would think that they're probably out on him. But I think that Carolina, just to put everything back full circle here for you, Sarah, I think Carolina is a team that they do need to go a little big game hunting this year as well.
100%. And, like, listen, I really do respect the fact that they've tried the past 2 years. It was a little too late. Like, they had two trips to the ECF before they started saying, all right, I guess you should do this. And everybody kind of knew they should. But they fumbled Gensel, and they'll admit that. And with Rantanen, I was glad they at least tried, and they got something really good out of the situation with Stankoven. And that was kind of more out of their control, I'll say. But I think the fumbling Gensel really hurts.
Sarah, let the good people know where to find your work. If they're not following you, they really should, and tell them where to find your stuff.
All right, we got Sarah Sivian, No Waits, on all social medias, and thesivreport.substack.com. I will be on the road in Edmonton starting Monday to take you all along on this Stanley Cup final journey.
Enjoy it. I know that covering a cup final has got to be something that, like, every person that works around in hockey would love to do. So I'm always jealous of that. Enjoy it. Make the most of it. And I'll definitely be paying attention to see what you've got coming down the pipe here, Sarah. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Anytime, guys.
Thanks, Sarah.
Sarah Sivian, the Civ Report, Bleacher Report. She's going to the cup final.
That's a fun time.
That's got to be a good time.
That's I'm jealous of that one. That's
exactly. I made sure to bring that up.
To see that sort of level of hockey in person in the final would just be, I dream of it in Buffalo constantly.
Exactly. You're dreaming of that in Buffalo, and I'm over here just dreaming of, hey, can they sign a really cool player? Yeah. That's all I'm caring about.
That's fair. Hey, a good player will help you make my dream come true.
Exactly.
I'm a couple steps ahead of you, Derek.
Yeah, you just got some bigger dreams right there. I'm starting modest, and then maybe we can build to that from there.
Mitch Marner is a modest dream.
Yeah, that's the modest dream here. But I do think there is something to bring up about, like, Sabres fandom as a whole right now, because, like, we're getting giddy over a senior advisory position. Like,
yeah.
That is, it's a sorry state to be in. But I do also think that there is something to say about it. Like, why are we getting so excited about this sort of thing? Because it shows a bit of change coming along here. It's not just sitting on your hands and doing the status quo, which has happened through the last two off seasons, infuriatingly so.
Right.
I think there is something that... it speaks to it of maybe there is a little bit of something where misery is somewhat beautiful in a sense. Where
yeah, and it hope, makes these moments where you get something feel a little better, yeah, I think.
You get to feel something, I think, right. Is really what this is. We'll get connected with our fans as well. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Rob in Hamburg. Rob, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
All right, your little glimmer of hope for Mitch Marner.
Oh, we're making it worse for me. Let's go, baby.
He's a huge Bills fan. He goes to Bills games. He's a huge Josh Allen fan and is a friend of Josh Allen. He's actually, if you Google it, you can actually get the AI overview, which I'll read to you. Mitch Marner, a forward with the Toronto Maple Leafs, is known as a huge fan of Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. He has even called Allen his GOAT when asked which NFL player would make the best hockey player. Marner's admiration for Allen has led to discussions about his potential move to the Sabres, suggesting that Allen could help sweep him away.
Rob,
your glimmer of hope.
Rob, you're not helping me. I'm going to become worse. I'm going to be a gremlin about this. Thank you, though, and I appreciate the help of diving me further into madness. But I appreciate the call. Yes, get Josh Allen to help sway Mitch Marner. Brian Colziel and I talked about this at the end of the season of shove him on a plane, go to Toronto, and I think that the big thing for me is this. Jarmo Kekulainen is an advocate for aggression and a big move. If Adams is asking himself, do we do this? He then turns around and goes, yes.
Yeah, Kekulainen will absolutely push for big moves. I go back and forth on whether having Josh Allen say something to Mitch Marner would matter even a little bit. And I think there is a, if nothing else, what Josh could probably explain is how much the fans in Buffalo care about their teams and how much he's felt the love after the Bills were an organization that were, you know, we all know they were a disaster. Everybody feels pretty much how they feel about the Sabres now about them. And then Josh came and everything changed. And you could tell Mitch, you have the opportunity to be me on that side and it will be great for you. That could matter, certainly.
Josh, can you put off your honeymoon?
Yeah.
I need you to get on a plane to Toronto.
Yeah. Good luck.
803-0550, the number to call. Wide open here for the last half hour. Are you concerned about James Cook? Are you hopeful with the Sabres with Jarmo Kekäläinen? Does it move the needle for you at all, for example? Stanley Cup playoffs. Also, hey, we're a week out of it here. The Bandits had their victory rally yesterday. I might bring up a little thing or two about the Bandits winning their third straight NLL title as well. It's all on the table for the last 30 minutes here with Derek Kramer, Owen Parker, because I said that wrong at the end of the hour last segment. Good job, me, here on WGR.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Smith, now to Kluche, top of the slot. Kluche scores!
The sleeping giant that is the Buffalo Bandits offense is wide awake.
John Gertler, Steve Brumell on the call there, as that was one of Chris Kluche's three goals that he would score in the championship game against the Saskatchewan Rush. A game that became a coronation. And it kind of sparked an interesting discussion from myself and Zach Jones on the Extra Point Show. That is going to be a totally a summer topic that we will totally want to revisit. But that game was, that was something else for the Buffalo Bandits. And I think it was fitting that it was a domination in the second half to close out a third straight championship, which is also domination.
Yeah.
I think it fits. It wasn't one of those things where it was a nail biter. It is thematically, it makes more sense. It feels like it's more of like, yeah, you guys are the dominant force in the NLL. It makes sense that you dominated game three here in order to go away winning. Kluche, by the way, he was activated off of injured reserve that afternoon. Ooh. Like, I'm signing off of the show last week, and Kluche is active, ready to go. And it's like, oh, okay, perfect timing to get one of your tertiary gunners set and ready to go. You got backup scoring now. Sick. Josh Byrne takes over, does what Josh Byrne does, including scoring a goal and then taking a goalie interference penalty on the same play. How is it a goal if it's goalie interference? How is it goalie interference when the ball is in the net? And I know that the rule after the fact was you cannot make contact directly with the goalie on a diving attempt, and that is what happened. So I guess there was a letter of the law, we have to call this sort of scenario. I just found it very funny. And especially because, like, not everyone knows the intricacies of box lacrosse, for example.
Well,
I didn't know it at first either.
Right.
I didn't know that penalty was a penalty for a specific reason. Everyone's like, I guess we're on the penalty kill now.
Well, you know, nobody knows what goalie interference is in the NHL either, so.
Yeah, at the very least, we got that
it's
answer.
It's a shared issue.
At the very least, we got that answer from the NLL. They told us exactly why it was the fact. Thank you. For knowing
your
rules.
Thoughtful and kind of the NLL.
That said, I sometimes just don't know what is roughing or slashing in box lacrosse ever.
Yeah, I have
When
no
there's
idea.
A slashing penalty called, I need to know why. Because there are slashes every single waking second in that game. Roughing. Okay, what constitutes roughing when they are beating each other up left and right? There's someone on the ground every 4 minutes because they're getting tackled to the ground.
Right.
Like, come on.
How many judgment calls
How many judgment calls of roughing do we get in the NLL? And that is something that's also hilarious to me. Some things are pretty easy, like Chase Fraser's penalty in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You can call that roughing.
That's
They didn't call that roughing, though.
Pretty clear.
That's pretty funny, though. I'm referring to a certain groin punch. Fraser has his hand stepped on, so I know why he's mad. I understand. I get it.
That hurts so bad.
That hurts. Punching someone is a logical thing for, like, the emotional response. I understand why you would do that. And
definitely an aggressive placement of said punch.
I mean, he's on his hands and knees at that point. It's where the range of motion
Wherever
is.
Wherever you can get it off, right?
It's the range of motion. That's where it is. Calling it a dead ball foul, it kind of made sense.
That's the ultimate
troll job on that. They didn't call that roughing. They called it a dead ball foul.
Yeah.
Which is true. But I also don't know how else you say, yeah, a man got punched below the belt. And that's a penalty.
Right.
Yeah, we'll call it a dead ball foul. That's brutal. Good officiating, actually, to me. You call it what it is.
Yeah, I that was such a funny. When I first saw that clip slide across my Twitter page, I was in a fit laughing.
I laughed at it, but like only after I cringed.
Yeah, there's definitely a factor of I could kind of feel that myself.
Buddy, don't do that. Yeah. What are we doing? And then you see, oh, he stepped on his hand, but like also. Yeah, no, I'm hearing like Super Smash Brothers music in that one. Falcon Punch.
Yeah.
And but no, the third quarter dominance, though, was the other story about that NLL final where they are at will at this point, scoring goals left and right. And it is to a point where they pull, like Saskatchewan pulls their goalie for a total of 8 seconds. Take notes, Peter DeBoer. Because they did not have a timeout. They used it on a lost challenge.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
And that's what makes this all the more interesting. They need to do something to try to send a message. It was actually the second quarter when it happens, because they score four straight and make it 7-3. They pull their goalie to try to send a message, but then the minute that they get possession again, they make that swap.
Right.
So, like, that was actually pretty savvy. I'm trying to send a message, but also you're going back to the guy who got you there.
Right. So speaking of that in conjunction with our Dallas Ottinger DeBoer story that we've discussed today a bit, when that first happened in that Dallas Edmonton game 5, my first thought was DeBoer's going to pull him, talk to him for 2 minutes, and put him right back in, or just put him back in for the second period, which is a move that it's rarer and rarer. It happened to me once or twice when I was playing. Mm-hmm. I don't love it, but it can be if you really think your goalie's an issue here, which DeBoer clearly said he thought, then it can jumpstart your goalie to kind of, you know, there's a bit of I'm going to show you in there.
Yeah, a little bit of a wake up.
And so I was surprised to not see DeBoer ever do that. And then to, you know, we've talked a bit about it today, having DeBoer go now today mention, we thought about DeSmith in game, was it 3? And then
game 4, you said.
Game 4. And Ottinger was dealing with a respiratory issue. Like, I just cannot believe that he would have come out and said the things he said about Jake Ottinger, who is a top 5, I'm going to go top 5 goaltender in the NHL. Young, he's 26, just signed a deal with your team. There's no world in which that is a good idea.
I might even argue top 3.
I would have to take some time and sit down and take a little more time than we've got in this segment to really think about that. But he's definitely, I would say, comfortably top five.
Comfortably top 5, maybe top 3 goalie in the league.
And you just, DeBoer, you shook him. And I'd be curious what his teammates are thinking about this right now. What's Jamie Benn or Wyatt Johnson even thinking about the way DeBoer went
about
this?
I've been trying to scour for quotes on this, and I can't really find them.
I got to think that they have to be internally. They won't ever say anything externally mm-hmm. about it unless DeBoer is out. They have to be feeling like our coach panicked and he blamed one of our best players.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody on that team will like that. And that's a tough, you know, I said yesterday with you guys on the Extra Point Show, I think there's probably a pretty good chance that DeBoer and Ottinger figure it out. They're big boys. They're professionals. The more I think about it, the more I think, I don't know, Ottinger's going to have a hard time respecting DeBoer after the way that DeBoer disrespected him.
And Sarah said it pretty interestingly in the last segment as well of, I don't know if that gets said if he is comfortably the coach next year.
Right.
Like, there might be some uncertainty there, knowing that that move probably could have been what doomed you. And to say what you said, to double down on it, and then try to walk it back with something that makes those initial comments sound even worse is baffling to me.
Yeah, it's panicky.
The 6 of 7 is really that's such a bad quote.
Yeah,
it's such a bad thing.
It's a horrible thing to put on your goaltender and to blame on your goalie. And it also then excuses the poor play of the rest of your team.
Oh my God, yeah. I didn't even think about that
wrinkle.
Their team
played horrible against Edmonton.
Yeah.
Rantanen disappeared. Wyatt Johnston, I think, set a record for the worst plus minus in the playoffs. And Cody Ceci every game felt like he was a tire fire.
Yeah,
the team was not good enough. I love the way that Dallas is built. I think they did a great job of infusing youth and talent into a core of Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin that was already good and knew how to win. I think they did a great job. I think Jim Neal's a great general manager. I don't see how you blame your
your goalie.
Star goaltender for what happened to them in the Western Conference Finals against Edmonton. So, there's just no path to that.
To circle it back, though, with the Bandits, they had their celebration outside the arena yesterday. It was nice to see that. Nice to see the coverage, the shine that they've been able to get on this. And before we end up fully disappearing into the Buffalo Bills with their offseason, I figured this was one last chance to give them the proper shout-out, because we tried to do something every week on this show, or at least close to it every week on this show, to talk about the Bandits. Joe Kelly, our usual co-host, he had the press credentials this year. He was going to a lot of those Bandits home games. Trevor Howard, the same thing. We would have him on with this. And I'm glad that we were able to go from start to finish on this season, trying to give a little bit more shine to the Buffalo Bandits as they won their third straight NLL championship and have a chance next year to make history. It's the second time that we've seen it officially with the three in a row. Oddly enough, it's two teams down the 90.
Yeah.
New York State owns lacrosse. Let's go. That's the take. But now you have a chance to do something that nobody's ever done. You made history this year by being the second team to win three in a row, but also winning the most championships in the league's history with seven. Now you have a chance to do something different, which is nobody's won four in a row yet, you sickos.
Four would be insane.
Sicko behavior.
It's so insane that I haven't even pondered the fact that it's possible. Like, in my, I'm just so like, oh, three-peat, this is incredible. I could do it again. And they really could, because they're awesome, and they're awesome every year, and the community supports them, and that's, you know, all you out there that do a great job showing the Bandits love, and I think it's a beautiful thing.
Think about the trio of offensive threats they have.
Right.
Dane Smith's 32, Josh Burns 31, Ian McKay's 30.
You're fine there for at least a few more years.
You've got it. And McKay scoring 37 this year, becoming an offensive force of his own. Like, oh, cool. The Bandits have another one. Great. Right. Like, if you're the rest of the NLL, it's like, oh, awesome. And McKay's the finals MVP. And it's not Burn and Smith. Okay, awesome. They're just – the rich got richer there.
Yeah, we got to figure out our what the four-peat trademark that we're going to Pat Riley is.
Count your stars, right? NLL, because they're not coming to you. Count your days. It's brutal out there if you're not a Bandits fan.
It's true.
Luckily, we've got a lot of that here. It's not our problem. We'll wrap up the show coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker making the STS debut. Not a bad job there, kid.
Loving it. Having a great time. Thanks to all you for listening. We'll wrap up after the break.
We'll wrap it up coming up next.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Final segment here of Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker in here. How you feeling?
Great.
After the day.
Fun day. Good to talk some hockey with Paul and Sarah Sivian. Got into some all kinds of different stuff. Super pumped about Kekalainen. And more I think about it, the more excited I get about it.
And I think it's just, you know, the fact that there's a swing mentality that just got brought in here, and that's what's been missing from the regime of Kevin Adams is the swing. There have been aggressive moves, like, you know, you don't trade Dylan Cousins for Josh Norris and not think that that's not creative, for example. Paul did bring that up, and that was a good point. I just have yet to see the big name acquisition. Yeah. And that's what's been missing. And I think that is going to help try to get the team over the hump. It's a selling of the belief that you as the core can do this. Ultimately is the last thing on that for me. I don't want to go too hard and heavy on it. We just dedicated an entire show to the senior advisor for the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres. I still think that we had a lot of fun with it today. We got a couple of your calls in. Thank you to everyone that called in, by the way. Appreciate all of that always. And of course, thank you to Paul and Sarah for joining us in this one this afternoon. Final thoughts, though, on the Stanley Cup final for me. I'm excited. I hate that we have to wait until Wednesday. At least the New York Knicks are here trying to give us some sort of playoff action as they extended their series with Indiana. Being the only team not to bow out in five games in a conference final in both sports between the NHL and the NBA. Again, here I am in our Lord year 2025 saying, thank goodness for the New York Knicks. I don't know where this reality came from, but I guess I have to welcome it. It's the one that we're staring at. We'll see if they can continue the series into a game seven tonight. I think it would be absolutely diabolical of Indiana to lose here and then win on the road in New York.
Yeah, that would be, where would that rank on like heartbreak for New York fans?
That's probably on a top tier at that point.
That's a real high up there, I think.
Yeah, like, to extend it, win two games in a row to force a game seven only to fall short in game seven would be diabolical. Oof. Or Indiana could be memed to oblivion if they choke the series after Halliburton paid homage to Reggie Miller
I hadn't thought about the choke. The choke sign will come back.
A Knicks win would be very juicy for all the stories for a game seven.
That would be pretty interesting.
So there it is there. Thank you to Owen for helping fill in as Joe Kelly is out and about this weekend. Thank you to Evan for all the work that you do on the board here. Thank you to our guests, Paul Hamilton and Sarah Sivian. And thank you to anyone that called in today and listened in. For Owen Parker, I'm Derek Kramer. This has been another edition of Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR. Well, enjoy your weekend. Hopefully it doesn't rain, even though it's cooler out there. Make the most of it that you can. Jeremy and Joe back at it at 6 a.m. on a Monday.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.